Well, Gary, it would be like work, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would know exactly and precisely what a gully is, and that's how I would use it, and that's why I describe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about how about the word ravine?
I mean, I would think of a ravine as more of a natural place, and
okay.
a gully as an unnatural place. Well, an unnatural standpoint that it was deteriorating or had deteriorated. And I would think of a ravine as just a wide gap that was a dropping off place, so to speak.
Would a ditch have to be man-made to you?
Not really. But I would think of a ditch as was primarily man-made.
It was primarily man-made.
Yeah.
How about a place in a road, like out on a dirt road, that there was a, you know, that they're kind of a washed-out place? What would you call that?
You mean in the road or beside the road?
Either one. In the road.
I'll just call it a washout.
Okay. Beside the road, you probably call it. Okay. Now, talking about streams of water that is running water, and starting with the smallest one you can think of, and then going up, the smallest one would be?
Well, I would probably think of a stream as the smallest, and then a creek a little bit bigger, and then a river on up the line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As far as streams and things and rivers in the Little Rock area, just right around here, just name a few for me.
Coleman Creek. Push Bottom, which actually is a swamp.
And oh, really?
Has a creek. It's Push to me, but it's Push La Farge or something
like that.
It's a French name way back there, but it's F-O-U-R-C-H-E, and that's pronounced Push.
I've seen that. Never knew how
Push,
people pronounce it.
Push Creek obviously feeds Push Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And Saline River, White River. Arkansas River, of course. Maumelle is just referred to as Maumelle, but it's the Maumelle Creek, I think, and it feeds Maumelle Dam area, where it's dammed up, Maumelle Lake.
Okay, how about elevations in the land? Like the smallest elevation you can think of would be a...
Well, I mean, we'd start out at a lowland or a valley, and then smallest elevation, we'll just call it a little highland or a mountain area, a high plain or a plateau. If it was a really, it was a plateau, I'd call it a plateau.
Okay, how about in town, like over on Cantrell, you'd call that, you have to go up a
hill.
Okay.
If it was steep, it'd be on top of a bluff.
The thing that you have to turn to open a door, you call that a...
Well, I'd probably call it a doorknob or a latch.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a land elevation called a knob?
Yeah. I wouldn't probably call it that unless it resembled what I thought was a knob, you know, like a real... A small, pointed place, not too big on top, would be a knob, like a knob hill or a knob of land.
Now, on a mountain, you mentioned a bluff. What about a rocky, where there's a sharp drop off?
Oh, that's a bluff.
That's a bluff. What about a cliff? What would...
Well, a bluff and a cliff are almost synonymous for me.
Okay.
I think of a bluff as if you're down there, and a cliff if you're up there.
That's really neat. So cliffs.
If it's a bluff, if I'm driving and I see it, if I'm on top of it, it's a cliff.
You call it a cliff?
Yeah. I wouldn't fall off a bluff. I'd fall off a cliff, and I would.